This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I know if I love myself truthfully, I'll be a better businessman, a better person, a better
100%.
So I work on that a lot. My question to you is some tips on how I could do that better and more. Sometimes I do it amazing, sometimes I'm struggling. And
keep the people that say good things about you close, back to the first question today. You know, I'll be honest with you, it's very interesting in the way I'm going about it, right? My mom did it for me. Now I'm having you guys do it for me. Like, I read the good shit. You know, how many of you have heard me say, your comments are my oxygen? Raise your hand. That's it. So, you know.
Great friends. I surround myself with great friends, great family.
That's it, man. And listen, we're all gonna have down days. Like, you just try to make more good ones than bad ones, but having a community and reread nice things about you. Like, yeah, the reason I love giving to you so much is when you email me back and say nice things, or you give me good energy, or, from, you know, I need that. That's my oxygen. So I have to stay positive. And the other thing is, I cut negativity out. The reason, so a lot of you, how many of you have seen the last two Daily V's where I've been doing the culture thing quite a bit? It's funny, a lot of you have been, wait a minute, a lot of you are not watching it. Fuck, that sucks. A lot of people have been hitting me up and go, Gary, I can help you with all your problems. They don't realize our culture is phenomenal. Jerry, you were in the office the other day. It's fucking happy land. It's just, I have fucking such a high standard that I want zero cynicism and negativity. So I just continue to cut that cancer out. So
I think it's coming from myself.
Well, that was instilled in you, brother.
Yeah, it was. So how do I?
By cutting more of it out and adding more good in. Every day I'm doing this. Every day I'm fucking doing this. I'm pushing anything negative out and I'm bringing everything good in every day, and every day I'm getting fucking, got it? That's it. The shit that went in you in the get, you gotta get that out by what you do now. Right. You can't dwell that it got there. You know how many people are losing because you dwell? My friends, stop fucking dwelling. Nobody gives a shit. You can't dwell. I'm sorry that you grew up in a bad neighborhood. I'm sorry that you're a minority. I'm sorry that this bad thing happened. Nobody gives a fuck. So cut your dwelling out and start looking at good. Let me give you one really great thing. You're a human being. Do you know how fucking insane that is? For all you math fucking nerds, look at that fucking math. It's hard. And so that's what you have to do.
Patience.
Right. Okay.
One single picture where you know, when you're looking your honest, your true self, but your copy is powerful, clicks the attention of one person and you're on the Today Show.
Okay. I see. Just keep doing that and get in front of as many eyes.
It's right fucking now. Reps. How do I become a black belt?
Reps. By coming in class every day, whether you feel like it or not.
Got it?
Okay, I got
so
it.
I think we had somebody else during this 2 months who was black belt. I said, how'd you get
a karate
there?
Guy.
Right. Kendall, right? How'd you do it? Like, that's why I'm a black belt in what I do. Like, right. You've got to put in the fucking work.
Okay.
It's the work. And that's why I work so much on mindset. Just like in your world, it's fucking mindset. If you're insecure of how you look or what people are going to say, or that you only have 13 followers but your buddy has 400, or whatever fuck it is, when you said I have a small audience on Instagram and threw out set up for 19th, whatever number you threw out, everybody gasped because they have 310.
yeah, and so it's like comparing, it's like I get into this whole
stop
thing where like,
right there
where I don't want to give a fuck.
No,
give a
comparing
fuck.
That if I could fucking take that word and beat the living fucking shit out of it. If I could take comparing and fucking chokehold the fuck out of it, like you know how?
Yeah.
That fucking word, I fucking hate that word. Mm. And people follow me, I don't use hate often.
Yeah.
I hate that word. You went right to where I wanted you to. Right there. Comparing. That. I fucking hate that word.
Me too, but it's hard.
but I'm telling you, you have to fucking fight. Everything's hard.
Yeah.
And like that, my ability to not compare is a core foundational strength. I not only do I not compare, when I see other businessmen and women do things that I haven't accomplished yet, I applaud if they've done it the right way. Kendall, you got this. Like compare, you know?
So- I compare it, like, when I applaud people for doing what I haven't done yet, and I think it's fucking awesome, and that's amazing. But I worry that because I'm not getting the same response on my content, that means I'm not doing what it needs to take to get to that level, if that makes sense.
That's super smart. The problem is you haven't done enough shit.
Okay.
It's the same reason people are mad that they don't have an orange belt and they want to give up.
Right.
You're literally doing the thing you understand the best.
Okay. Just do more. More and more and more.
You don't have context yet.
Okay.
You haven't been doing it long enough.
Okay.
Got it?
I got you. Thank you.
Dude, I don't even give a fuck about entrepreneurship or business.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
I'm being dead serious. I love what I do, but like, I could buy the Jets tomorrow and then get a text that my kids and wife were hit by a bus and died, and do you think I'd be pumped that I own the Jets? What's the matter with people?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think fucking health is number one.
Like, you should be, you're set, bro. You won, Raj. I'm being dead serious.
Yeah.
If you actually internalize the perspective between your parents and what you see day to day, you should be happy in perpetuity.
No, I am, dude, it's weird, but I wake up, I wake up every fucking morning and pray and say whatever's out there, thank God I am alive and my family's alive. That's the most important thing to me.
On everything, I wake up every...
I'm being real.
Nothing on earth scares me, because every time I wake up and somebody didn't call me in the middle of the night, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm super pumped too. I wake up every morning fired up because I'm like, another day that something atrocious didn't happen to the 9 people that I love the most. I mean it. Guys, perspective is the game. Like, realizing what we're talking about and then realizing the reason you shouldn't value everybody's opinions is because they don't actually give a fuck about your life. They're worried about their own. Like, get off your fucking high horse. Nobody gives a fuck about what's going on with you.
Yeah. No,
like, that's a good way to think about it. So the cool dude, so you've won life.
No, I bring this up because, dude, I see so much like, and I don't know, it might just be my like surroundings, but I see so much negativity, and I just, like, my goal in life, honestly, is to bring as much positivity as I can to everyone around me.
So just put out the content. Do that daily.
How can I like do that like,
do what
fucking,
I did.
Like crazy.
Just post. Like, yeah. Post fucking positive perspective. Yeah. Like, less fucking swans and fucking blow up swans and fucking pools and more fucking positive shit.
No, you're right.
What do you mean, how can you? Nobody followed me either. Everybody starts with 0 followers.
Yeah.
What do you mean, how can you? Take your fucking phone, turn the fucking camera around, hit record, and say some positive shit and post it.
Let me do this right now.
Do it right now. Right now.
Hey.
Live fucking life, bro.
Yes. I love you so much.
I love you back.
Yes.
Thank you so much, dude. You're awesome. I love you.
Just post it.
I'm posting it. I'm
I'll Twitter, share that shit.
Instagram, everything.
I'm gonna share it and change
Seriously,
your fucking life.
I love you so much.
I
wish you the best in life.
In episode 202 of the show, I asked you how long you took to celebrate your win of this, crushing this last book launch. And your answer was none. You said you suck at celebrating.
I do.
Then you pontificated on that you need to actually do more of it.
Yes.
I'm just super curious if you have since thought of that and if you're where you're going with your celebration, because that's
yep.
like something that you realize is something
yep.
you need to do, but you're yep. always just in the
yep.
game right.
So since that episode, I remember that very clearly. I've done nothing good. I've celebrated nothing. And I haven't been able to move the needle whatsoever.
Awesome.
Great.
What are you gonna do to fix that, if anything?
You know, I just think it's in the same way, it's back to the talent conversation, right? It's like, there's certain things that are hardwired in us. And I'd like to be better at it. It seems fun to celebrate. I just am more comfortable in the climb.
That's one thing that I wondered after is it that you need to celebrate? Is that really that you honestly think you need to learn how to do? Or is this the celebration?
I think you got it. I think the whole thing is the celebration for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just so grateful. I mean, guys, for all of you, like, to have people admire you enough to want to take a picture with you or sit here and listen to you, like, I wish you, and I have a feeling a lot of you have this, and we all have different versions of it. Plenty of people have more to me, plenty of people have less. The feeling that other human beings value what comes out of your mouth and like you is so intense. Like, there's no dollar amount. Like, if I don't make another dollar in my life, I already made a fuckload of money. Like, the money is great, and I want it, and do I want to buy the Jets? Of course. If you know me best, you know I want to try to buy the Jets. That's the part that is my drive. I made a video already. I'll share it here. There's a video of me that I will share with the world that proclaims that this day is the worst day of my life, and I'm gonna run it the day I buy the Jets. Because then that part is over, and I'm glad I made such a lofty goal. You know? How many of you, and don't bullshit, this is a very interesting insight, and it's not pro or con, so don't be scared, but I wanna see the number. How many of you have already surpassed the financial or success goal you had for yourself in your kind of teenage early years? Raise your hand. I figure it's gonna be a lot. And like, that's awesome, and that's fucking the best, right? But like, the way I'm wired, I'm so grateful that I made, even subconsciously in fourth grade, I knew myself. I made something so fucking big that I get to play every day, even in my monstrous success.